All right, the Committee on Military and Veterans Affairs, Space and Domestic Security will now come to order. Lois, please call the roll.
Chair Gibson.
Here.
Senator Broxson.
Here.
Senator Bradley.
Here.
Senator Stargell. Senator Torres.
Present.
Quorum present, Madam Chair.
Thank you. And can we please stand for the pledge to be Pledge of Allegiance to be led by Senator Bradley.
Madam Chair, let's join me in the pledge, please. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Please silence all electronic devices. Anyone wishing to speak before the committee, please complete an appearance form and give it to the administrative assistant. Should you select to waive your speaking time, your position will be read into the record. And, Senators, we're going to go to tab 3, Senate Bill 1588 on military and veteran support by Senator Latvale. Senator Latvale, you're recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you very much, Madam Chairman. This has a number of sections in it brought to me by different folks in the veterans area. First section requires Department of Veterans Affairs to create a website to help veterans apply for certification as a veterans business enterprise. Secondly, it codifies what the Florida Bar is attempting to do by allowing a spouse of a service member stationed in Florida to be allowed to practice law. It further requires the Department of Education to expedite teaching certificate applicants who are spouses of service members. And it updates legislative intent by requiring the Board of Governors and State Board of Education to work together to ensure military training and coursework are granted academic credit for veterans.
And I believe you have an amendment?
Yes.
Take up a barcode amendment number 187716 by Senator Latvale.
Thank you. Last year, Senator Bean, Senator Stubbe, when he was in the House, worked on a bill to help service members expedite their background screening for housing. Unfortunately, some landlords are holding up the process still because of the service members' spouses and dependents don't have the same requirements, causing a delay. Basically, the issue here is that a lot of times the service members are sent to a new area. They only have X number of days to find their new housing, and by the time their paperwork gets back from their credit check and background checks and whatever, their time has run out. And there's been a confusion on whether that same time requirement applies to the rest of their family members that have to go through the background check. So this just includes the family members as well.
Are there any questions on the amendment? Seeing none. Any appearance forms on the amendment? Nope. Yes. We have Marty Bowen, consultant, representing the Greater Miami Chamber of Commerce and the South Florida Defense Alliance. Waive support and support. All right. Thank you. Is there any debate on the amendment? Seeing none. Senator Latvale, you're recognized to close on the amendment. No. All in favor of the amendment, say yay.
Yay.
Opposed, nay. Show the amendment adopted. So we're back on the bill as amended. Are there any questions on the bill as amended? Any appearance forms on the bill as amended? Is there a debate on the bill as amended? Senator Latvale is recognized to close on the bill as amended.
I'll wait close. Thank you, Madam Chairman.
Lois, please call the roll on CS for SB 1588.
Senator Bradley?
Yes.
Senator Stargell?
Yes.
Senator Torres?
Yes.
Senator Broxson?
Yes.
Madam Chair?
Yes, and by your vote, CS for SB 1588 is reported favorably.
Thank you.
Thank you. We will now move to tab 2, Senate Bill 1224 on public records and public meetings, responses to acts of terrorism by Senator Pasadomo. Senator Pasadomo, you're recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you, Madam Chair and committee members. This is a simple bill that would exempt a campus emergency response of a for a post for a college or university from their sort of their public safety terrorism issues. The bill that we have here is basically, I'm not sure it's a strike all. The amendment that your staff graciously put together is really the bill. So if I can present that, it might be.
So are there any questions on the bills? And so there are two amendments. So we have a delete all barcode 322686 by Senator Pasadomo, and then there is a substitute delete all barcode 212924 also by Senator Pasadomo. And Senator Pasadomo, you're recognized to explain the substitute amendment.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Basically, this is the result of the good work of your staff. Basically, on the definitional, the bill started out as the same bill that was in the House, and your staff made it much, much better, and I appreciate that. And basically, what the bill does is, interestingly enough, under Florida law, security plans of public institutions are exempt from the public, from the Sunshine. But the, you know, the colleges and universities have more than just a security plan. So it's much, there's a lot more involved, and that is not exempt. So what this bill would do would, there's a laundry list of a lot more items that would be exempt from disclosure. And needless to say, we do not want college and universities' plans in the event of a terrorism attack to be able to be discovered.
All right. Are there questions on the substitute delete all amendment?
I do have a question.
Senator Bradley.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Has the First Amendment Foundation given an opinion as to this bill?
Emergency plan on campus. This one.
Madam Chair?
You recognize.
Thank you. Yes, they have, and they made a suggestion, and we made it. We made the change. Their provision would be if there was a court order that the institution would give the information out pursuant to a court order, and we're fine with that.
And that's, if I...
Go right ahead.
And that's a part of the amendment?
Thank you. The substitute amendment.
It is?
Yes.
Thank you.
Question? I have one question that deals with the campus emergency response, though, which is kind of separate from a terrorist emergency plan, and the Second Amendment Foundation weighed in on that particular aspect too. I'm just not sure if you intended to include just a regular campus emergency plan, not just the terrorist plan, which is a little different.
Madam Chair, if I may, that's where your staff was very helpful. It was in the definitional section of what exactly we're talking about that would be exempt. And so we defined we have a definition of campus emergency response and what the items are included, and it's A through N. So it's narrowly defined for the institution, but it's broader in scope than just a safety plan for a public organization or the state.
I don't quite understand it, but I'm sure moving forward, you might have to deal with that particular part. I guess my question to you is, do we not want public access to a campus plan or a public post-secondary educational institution that doesn't relate to terrorists or terrorism, just their emergency plan, period?
Madam Chair, there's also a provision. We use the word terrorism, but it also goes on to say, or other public safety crisis or emergency, so that it does, cover. I mean, terrorism is a defined term under Florida law. But as you rightly say, there may be some other activity that may not be considered terrorism. I mean, the bottom line is, do we want any kind of safety plan of our students to be open to public inspection? And I think that this bill does cover that, but I'd be happy to, you know, I can work further with your staff if there's any further questions.
Okay. Senator Box.
Thank you. And would it be true also that many of these events would be defined after the event on what kind of event, where it was a terrorism or a disturbance? Those are not part of the initial responses determining or identifying exactly what kind of event happened.
Madam Chair, I think that actually is right and makes sense. It's also the governor certifies the activity, whatever the action occurred, the governor certifies what it is. Interestingly enough, that is not exempt. So when the governor certifies that and something has occurred, he'll say what it is, which will, be, of course, be after the fact, and then we'll know.
Senator Stargell.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And your questions, line of question, led me just to a question. But two, on a campus emergency plan, if there's something going on the campus, does the campus has the authority to fully make available, like, all of their emergency plans that they would want to make available to the public. This is just keeping things private that they feel should be private to the, it looks like, recordings and things like that. So let's say a hurricane disaster plan or something like that, those are all completely public to making sure everyone's aware of what the processes are and how they would evacuate and to make sure it's done in an orderly and reviewed way by maybe experts. Is that, that's correct, right? That's still available.
Madam Chair.
You recognize, I'm sorry.
Thank you.
I'm listening and thinking.
Yes,
and talking.
And I think the important thing is that under Florida law, all state organizations and property that's actually leased, owned by the state and leased to others, can create a safety plan, but colleges and universities need to go a little bit further in terms of, you know, reaction to an event. Now, obviously, they're going to have instructions for students and parents and whatever, but we don't want to have that discoverable through a public records request either before an event, particularly some of the you know, plans that they may have of buildings or security systems and the like. So I think we kind of leave it up to their discretion as to what's important to keep from the public asking.
Any other questions?
All right, let's see. So, just explain the substitute delete all amendment. Is there any debate on the amendment?
I have a little debate. And I think we need to, like you said, go back and review the language exactly and what's encompassed in it, because, I mean, in Section 2, the first line says the legislature finds it is a public necessity that those portions of a campus emergency response plan of a public post-secondary educational institution held by a custodial agency be exempt. And so I think moving forward, if we just work on that particular piece, it might not be quite as broad. And I agree with you on terrorism plans for the safety and security of those at that institution, but I'm just not sure that it's limited enough to that. So thank you. All right. All those in favor of the amendment, I'm sorry, Senator Pasadomo, you're recognized to close on your amendment.
Thank you. I'll waive close, but I also want to thank you and your staff for being so helpful. One would think that it would be a sort of simple matter, but it's very important, particularly when we're dealing with our sunshine laws. So I'd be happy to work on it further with you and on the next committee meeting agenda. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. All those in favor of the amendment, say yay.
Yay.
Opposed, say nay. The amendment is adopted. And we are back on the bill as amended. Are there questions on the bill as amended? Any appearance forms on the
on the bill? Is there a debate on the bill as amended? Senator Stargell.
Thank you. And I want to thank you for bringing forth this bill. So often we get into the world of public records, and we want to make sure that things are available and open to the public for scrutiny. On the flip side, as you articulated, we need to make sure that our students are safe and that you don't have someone with bad intentions getting a hold of those records. I think this amendment, or this the amendment in the bill now, brings that common sense into the process. Obviously, the university has twofold. They want to keep the students safe, but they also want to keep them aware, and they want to keep the bad people out. This allows them that flexibility to make public what needs to be made public. You know, if someone asks for public records, it doesn't mean it's an automatic no. They may give them those records. But if they say no because they feel it's prudent, then we have the court process in place, which I think is very wise. So if there's a definite need to know, you can go to the court, state your case, and you still have access to those records. So I think this is a common sense blend that makes a lot of sense. I appreciate you bringing forth this legislation.
Senator Pasadomo, you're recognized to close on your bill as amended.
We've closed.
Lois, please call the roll on CS for SB 1224.
Senator Bradley?
Yes.
Senator Stargell?
Yes.
Senator Torres?
Yes.
Senator Broxton?
Yes.
Madam Chair?
Yes. And by your vote, CS for SB 1224 is reported favorably.
Thank you.
We'll now move to tab one, Senate Bill 1166, and on honor and remember flag. It's by Senator Lee, and Senator Torres will be presenting that bill.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
And you're recognized.
Thank you. Thank you, Madam Chair. Senate Bill 1166 designates the honor and remember flag as an emblem of the state of to honor the service and sacrifice of the brave men and women in the United States Armed Forces who serve, who have given their lives in the line of duty. Currently, Florida law authorizes the U.S. flag, state flag, POWMIA flag, and the Firefighters Memorial flag to be flown. The honor and remember flag was designed by George Lutz. Mr. Lutz lost his son, Corporal George A. Lutz II, to enemy sniper fire on December 29, 2005, in Fallujah, Iraq. Over 20 states have adopted the honor and remember flag as an official state symbol. The honor and remember flag has been endorsed by various veteran organizations, including Vietnam Veterans of America, Gold Star Mothers, and Gold Star Wives. In closing, this flag will serve as a visible symbol of how Florida is the most veteran-friendly state in the nation. Adopting this flag will further show that Florida is committed to honoring the service and sacrifice of the men and women who have served our country, especially those who pay the ultimate sacrifice, and that is the bill. And I'll pass this. This is the flag so you can see it.
Thank you. Are there questions on the bill? Are there any appearance forms? Is there any debate on the bill? Senator.
Thank you.
Torres, you're recognized to close on the bill.
Wave close, ma'am.
Lois, please call the roll on Senate Bill 1166.
Senator Bradley?
Yes.
Senator Stargell?
Yes.
Senator Torres?
Yes.
Senator Broxton?
Yes.
Madam Chair?
Yes. And by your vote, Senate Bill 1166 is reported favorably.
Thank you.
Senator Roussan is apparently in a committee, and we have no further business to come before the committee. So Senator Torres moves we adjourn. Adjourn. I couldn't remember whether rise, adjourn, leave. And without objection, we're adjourned.